Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
They set the middle screen and here comes Spurs. First down midfield.
Very happy to be joined by our next guest here momentarily. We are set to be joined by Kansas State great Darren Sproles joining us in just a little bit. You know that saying, the enemy of your enemy is a friend? Mm-hmm. I've never had any issues with K-State. Always loved K-State. They've never done anything wrong to me. Their rival is also my rival, so I've always been able to team up with them in trying to overcome our enemy, which is the University of Kansas. Sproles has always been one of my favorite players. Just a really productive, great college player. Always played well on the big stages. Maximized all of his ability. Went to the NFL. Was always a do-everything kind of back. If you needed a running back to get 600 yards, he could do so. If you needed a running back to catch for 600 yards, he could do so. You needed a big punt return or a kick return. Battled through injuries. I always had a lot of respect for Darren Sproles, so I'm really happy he's coming on.
And on top of that, stayed local. I mean, if you check out his numbers in high school, they were probably better than, I'm trying to think. I mean, locally, Rockhurst has had some ballers. Blue Springs, easy for me to say, has had some ballers. But if you think about what he was able to do in high school and then stayed local because everybody wanted him and then committed to K-State and decided to go play for Bill Snyder and have a ton of success out there. And as Rob said, finished top five in the Heisman Trophy voting. Great guy and literally one of the all-time great college football careers.
I'm just trying to think of high school football players in Kansas City that I felt like there was a legitimate buzz about. Like Drew Locke, obviously starting quarterback in the NFL now. I don't really know if there was that kind of buzz the way that it was for Darren Sproles when he was playing football in Olathe. The only other player that I can maybe think of would be Tony Temple. Like, yeah. Tony Temple's senior year was a big deal in Kansas City and people followed him. That's maybe the only comparison. Like, we've seen guys from Kansas City play Division I football and then go on to the NFL, but I'm talking about where there were conversations in barbershops about that player and everybody knew who he was. Maybe there's three people. I'd probably include Bubba Starling because everybody knew he had that big decision on whether he wanted to go to Nebraska or make the decision to play for the Royals. Those are the three that I think sort of elevated to that point where we talked about them like they were professional athletes.
I would put Jerron Rush in there also. Of
yeah,
course.
I agree.
He came a couple of generations, a full generation before all these guys. But if we're talking about, yeah, the four or five high school players now, not necessarily that went on and had great success in the pros, because of all those guys that you mentioned, Darren Sproles, as far as a local product goes, I mean, if we're talking about Jerron Rush and Bubba Starling and some of these other guys, Darren Sproles not only was an incredible college player, he was great at every stop in the NFL, whether he was an Eagle or a Saint or the Chargers. Everywhere he went, it seemed like that team kept winning.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll play a brand new edition of the Carrington Hypothetical Button Game. But right now, we are very happy to be joined by our next guest. He is one of the greatest college football players of all time. He is also up for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. K-State great, played for multiple NFL teams. Darren Sproles joins us on the show. Darren, really appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
What have you been up to now in retirement?
Well, the kids are out of school, so we've been doing like the homeschooling stuff like that. And I've been playing a lot of golf.
What memories, what games do you think most fondly on?
The ones that really like stick out to me is when 2003, we went up there, Nebraska, and we got to win up there. And then like, we haven't went up there in, I think it was like 8 years or something like that. So that was a big time. That was a big time win for us. And then I'll have to say, the Big 12 championship game.
Why did you decide to stay local and play your college football at K-State? Because obviously you had an all-time, maybe the greatest all-time running back to come from the state of Kansas when it comes to your high school career. Why did you choose K-State over pretty much anywhere else that wanted you?
My reason for choosing K-State was when I went up there, all the players, it was pretty much like a family. Like, they all were close. That's what I really liked about it. It was more like a family up there.
How long did it take you to realize that you could be what you turned out to be at the Division I level? Because obviously in high school you had a ton of success, and then once you get to K-State and playing the Big 12, it's a completely different level of competition. How long did it take you to eventually become the guy that you did in Manhattan?
Like my sophomore year, we played USC first game of the season or something like that. But I think like that game kind of like gave me my confidence. But we were playing against, like, Troy Polamalu and all them. Like, I really feel like that game really gave me, like, a little edge, I feel like.
Which of those teams did you consider to be more of your rival? Was it Nebraska, Missouri, or Kansas?
I feel like our rival was Nebraska at the time. Because they had that history of, like, winning the Big 12. So I always felt good when you can beat them. That was big time.
Couple more questions here. You grew up in Kansas City. You grew up locally. I'm sure at some point as a kid you went to Arrowhead and watched a game. What was it like to play an NFL game at Arrowhead for the first time?
Like my first time playing back there, like as a pro, was getting chills. Because my first game as a child was when the Chiefs played the Lions back in the day when they had a Barry Sanders, and then my first memory there, like, you know what I'm saying? So for me to go back and to play in the stadium, that actually meant a lot to me.
Who was somebody that you sort of modeled your game after, just being one of the smaller backs and having the career that you had in college in the NFL? Who was a running back that you looked up to? Who was someone you emulated?
There's a couple. Barry Sanders was one. Ward Dunn and Kadarius Thompson. So I tried to take something from each player.
So you get drafted in the NFL, and you get drafted to a team that has a first-ballot Hall of Fame running back, one of the best running backs in the league. What was it like to play behind him?
It actually was great because, for me, coming in as a rookie, like, I really need to learn some stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was the guy that taught me how to be a pro, like with the massages and like the film watching and stuff like that. Like, when I first came into the league, like, I really know how to watch no film, but he kind of taught me like what to look for. It really helped me out a lot.
That's Darren Sproles joining us on the show. It was an honor to get a chance to catch up with one of the greatest high school players, one of the greatest college players to play here locally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.